and everyone would come to the house. Mm. Everyone would come to Crystal Street because it was sort of the haven, and you'd be sitting around the kitchen table and all these lesbians who were just coming from mainstream lesbiana would come, and or people who were just coming out because there was nothing like a counselling service. They'd come to Crystal Street, mm. so it was sort of, in terms of the trade department, pretty good if you lived there. Do you know what I mean? It was a great advantage in those days to living on Crystal Street. And then there was another one that, you know, the nursing home in Canterbury Road, just near the corner of Crystal Street, there's a big nursing home there. It's a two-storey. It's an old colonial house.
Okay.
Anyway, that became vacant, and 20 of them then moved on there, and that was called Canterbury Castle.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and like that was huge. Now it's a, you know, it was a mansion, and so basically it was just like an amazing time. It was an amazing time. We had meetings about what was a lesbian, you know, because there was a lot of lesbians who didn't define themselves as a lesbian around sexuality, because it was all the left and the women's movement and the gay liberation and the radical feminism, Valerie Solanas, the Scum Manifesto, Men Are Mutants, and we hated all men except the ones we liked because they'd come over and stay, you know, like no consistency really. Like Terry would come and stay, and, you know, there'd be a gay male orgy downstairs at one point, you know, like there wasn't real consistent, like, really, you know. There were some people who were really like that, but we were all just having a bit of fun, really.